Let the experts at Rosie on the House bring the life back to your lawn. Talk to the pros now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
What a great time of year to be in Arizona, huh? Is this nice? We've got high school football Friday nights. We've got college football Saturday nights. We got pro football on Sunday mornings and afternoons. And we got the fall color hitting us from all different angles. And the heat's going away and the weather's turning perfect. Oh, how could you not be in a great mood right now in the great state of Arizona? If you'd like to talk to our landscaping expert, John J. Harper, the number is 1-888-767-4348. You can get in just like Denise, who I'm going to welcome, calling in from Gilbert. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. How are you?
Super fantastic would be the only words I could think of.
Loving this weather.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
Well, I have a question about a tree for my backyard. I don't have a very large yard, and I do have a pool, and we're surrounded by two-story houses, so we would like a little privacy, but we're concerned about what kind of tree to plant that the roots won't go into our pool or wreck the back block wall. Can you recommend something?
What direction does your yard face?
We are facing, our backyard is south.
South.
Okay, and how much room do we have?
We have from our rear patio to our back wall, probably about 15 to 20 feet.
And there's a pool in that space as well?
There's a pool on the right side, on one side of the yard, and on the other side behind our patio is where we would like to have a tree. And that's more on the west, you know, the west end of the yard,
southwest. That'd be the right orientation. But okay. So in the space that we're going to put the tree, how much room do we have, roughly? 15 or 20 feet by what?
By probably 20.
So let's just say we've got 20 feet by 20 feet.
Okay.
That'd be fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. And is this going to be grass or is it gravel or what is going to be there?
Well, right now we have like an island of grass with gravel around the edges. And I know, you know, my husband would like to, you know, put that tree around the gravel by the back so it's not in the middle of the yard. But I don't know that that's feasible because I don't know if the roots would do anything to the wall.
Well, we could plant something like a shoestring acacia, which doesn't get super huge, but gets tall enough that it would give you some shade from the western sun. And,
okay.
You know, only gets about 10 or 15 feet wide. And that would be a really good choice for a tree
awesome.
For a small area. It's called a shoestring acacia.
Okay. And could I plant it fairly close to the wall, or would I need to keep it more in the center?
Well,
of the grass?
You know, fairly close, sure, but not like 2 feet away, maybe five
right.
or 6 feet.
Yeah, at least, yeah. We don't want anybody planting a tree next to a wall or a foundation any closer than 5 to 8 feet, Denise.
Okay.
And then just remember that roots follow water. So even desert trees are low water use trees. So water slow and long and deep, and those roots will stay deep and not be so shallow, and they'll be less likely to interfere with the wall.
John,
and the
on that topic, I've often thought of taking these PVC perforated pipes
mm-hmm.
and just sending them, four of them, down at the compass points around my trees
mm-hmm.
and just filling them with gravel. I mean, wouldn't that do a tremendous amount for sending the water down? Have you ever played around
yes,
with
it
that?
Yes, it will. And you, there is even a product out there that you can retrofit. It's called Deep Drip Stakes. They've got a point on the end, and they can be driven into the ground, and they're perforated, and you can put your little dripper in those and let them do. But the ideal way is to do that when you plant. And you see it in more commercial applications than you do in homeowners. But certainly anything you can do to improve percolation and water penetration, like putting a perforated PVC pipe, even one, but it'd be better if you did it in two or three or four corners of the hole, would certainly help. Well, and even if you just filled it full of rock and so that the water would be able to go down. You wouldn't even have to see the
some
things.
Aggregate or something. No, you wouldn't. You could decompose granite right over top of them.
Absolutely. But that being said, if people will water longer and slower, I don't care how hard your soil is, it will eventually penetrate and go deep. The thing you got to watch is then it takes a lot longer to dry out when you do that. So you can go longer between waterings. But anything we can do to get people to water and get water down 2, 3, 4 feet deep into the soil, that's where it needs to be for a tree.
Denise, over the air, you've heard the recommendation. It's a string acacia, no closer than 5 to 8 feet to any footings or foundations or walls. I would highly encourage you, given the location you are in Arizona, take a couple pictures and a couple measurements of your backyard and get into Harper's Nursery over there in Mesa and let them take a look at it and re-verify after a complete visual inspection. We appreciate the call. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. And before we go to Ron and Tempe, Jennifer, let's go back to some of the products you've been testing, in particular as it relates to the garden. I don't know where you're finding all these things. What is that? I mean, it's like a three-wheeled wheelbarrow.
Yeah, well, I just was kind of looking for products. I kind of got tired of the as seen on TV stuff, because what I found out is the reason it's such a good deal is because they get you on the postage.
They give the product away for free just to get the shipping and handling.
I ordered something the other day, and the postage was twice as much as the product. And so I called back to cancel it, because it was just
wow.
Crazy.
How much to ship it? How much was it to ship it?
Well, it was $14 for the product and like $35 to ship it.
So they actually really own the shipping company.
Yeah.
I think that's the case. So
all the shipping and handling fee has something to do with the warehouse getting it loaded.
Well, and then you get it, and a lot of times it's not worth having. So.
Well, and the frustrating trick to all of that, the real moral of that story is you're on the order on the internet placing the order.
Right.
They actually hide that.
It jumps right to the total.
It jumps right to the total. It hides that until you're totaling out, and it won't let you back out of it. Then you, okay, am I going to spend the time to get on the phone and cancel this order, or am I just going to bite the bullet?
Right. Yeah. So anyway, I've been searching around for other things, and I looked on the National Hardware Show, and they award prizes to, different products that are good and well-built. So I saw one called the Wheels Barrow, and it's an Amish design, and it's almost more like a push cart effect to the wheelbarrow. It is so sturdy. And, you're actually the one who's used it.
Yeah.
And you really liked it.
I do like it. I don't like change, so I'm still a wheelbarrow fan. And the benefit, when I use a wheelbarrow, I'm very seldom gardening. I'm trying to get concrete down a back patio, through a gate, around a swimming pool and a doghouse to pour a foundation for a bedroom addition. And this wheels barrow would have very limited application in that, because it's a three-wheeled wheelbarrow, one in front, two in back, and it doesn't have conventional handles, John Jay. It has like this loop bar on it that goes in front of you, so you're pushing it. Yeah, it limits your mobility. You know, you can't wiggle your way through as tight as spots with it.
But if you're gardening, or if you got horses and you're hauling feed or cleaning stalls or...
Yeah, for myself, I'm really excited about it.
You don't
have to
pick it up.
You don't.
Right.
You just push.
That's
it enables
it.
Me to do a lot more. I'm getting ready to go get a big truck load full of soil for the winter garden. And to me, I can get
Are you
going to
do that
there.
This week while I'm gone?
Yeah, I think so.
You can. That's okay.
I can. Well, I can. And I can do it.
That's okay.
And I feel empowered with my new wheels
with
barrel to get that done.
With your new wheels barrel, yes.
And I would love to buy one for Amanda, our little daughter-in-law who's pregnant, because she does a lot of work out at the horses. And, man, that thing is slick and sturdy.
And it's heavy. I mean, it is a good piece of equipment. It's not a piece of junk.
So, anyway, and that runs $149. And it's $40 for shipping, which is very reasonable for something that big. It comes in several boxes.
It's heavy.
And then,
if you have a good wheelbarrow, they actually have a conversion kit you can buy.
That's where I was going. Yes, and it's I think it's $70 for the conversion kit, and $23 for shipping. So it's very reasonable, very well made. And they're an Amish company. I mean, you basically have to get online, look up Wheels Barrow, and then give them a call.
Spell that for everybody.
It's Wheel Z. Barrow.
Yeah.
All one word. So great.
A great gift idea. Yeah. Really, this is one product that gets Jennifer's
That's a thumbs up. That's a green thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Most seen on TV is getting a thumbs that's down. Right. But how about the deweeder? That was on.
Romy actually found that one, and it's a great little tool. It's a handheld claw, and it's got kind of designed so it has holes in this claw. So if you make a big scoop of dirt and you shake it around, you know, you're left with
a
rock.
It's a sifter.
Yeah, it's a sifter. Huh. And then you fling it. Just fling it because it's designed. It's a scoop design. So it's really great. It's $20. Now, they do have one with a long handle. I don't care for that one because there's no place to put your foot. It's this small claw on a long thing. There's no leverage. But the handheld one, it's sturdy, and it's really, really nice.
Deweeder. Where do they find that?
Online as well.
And that one is only on As Seen by TV? Or
no, you can just go right to Deweeder. They have their own website.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's two thumbs up, Deweeder and Wheels Barrow. If you're looking for a landscape or gardening tip or idea or a gift idea for this holiday season, and we're going to have a special holiday gift show coming up, so we can y'all need to sit down and get your pencils and papers and take notes, because we're going through a whole litany of products we're going to be able to recommend for y'all for great gift ideas. It's Rosie on the House. We're in the garden with John J. Harper. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Broadcasting live this morning from the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Opens at 10 o'clock. When we get back, we'll be taking Ron from Tempe, who's called in, as well as the other lines that are ringing now. It's Rosie on the House.